Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
It's November 24th. You're listening to a holiday edition of the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. Folks, we're going back today to Thanksgiving of 1989. There was a home in Hagerstown, Maryland that was full of a lot of joy that day, probably a lot like your home today. The Spessard family was celebrating Thanksgiving that day with a dad named Jimmy, his young wife Deborah, and their two small sons Jared and Jason. The next day, Jimmy would be leaving town for a while. For 2 weeks was the plan. He was heading to the country called Zaire. We now know that country as the Democratic Republic of the Congo. But as fate would have it, Thanksgiving of 1989 would be the last one that Jimmy would celebrate with his family. And you know what? He knew it would be. So today we are going to remember and celebrate the life of Jimmy Spessard. He is but one of the CIA's officers who has died in the line of duty and is now remembered at the CIA headquarters with a star chiseled into a very special marble wall in the old headquarters building. I offer you this story of remembrance and celebration as we all gather today, just like Jimmy did back in 1989. I hope it's a wonderful reminder to all of us for how thankful we ought to be to so many folks who have been of service to this country, and I'm sad to say of the many more likely to come. So let's begin this morning and learn of Jimmy's story. James E. Spessard, or Jimmy as he was more commonly known, he had what you might call an all-American upbringing. He grew up in the tiny town of Halfway, Maryland, not too far from Washington, D.C. He was the son of a railroad brakeman. He was a pretty good student growing up, a hard worker too. He spent time in a local asparagus field working for extra money as a boy. He was also an Eagle Scout. After graduating high school in the 1970s, he joined the Navy, although he didn't really care for it much. So he got out of the service and he married his childhood sweetheart, a woman named Deborah. And then he became a salesman for copy machines and calculators. Not long after that, he took a new job. It was with a company called Computer Data Systems out of Warrenton, Virginia. What Jimmy came to understand was that this company, Computer Data Systems, was a contractor for the CIA. They provided all sorts of high-tech equipment to the agency, to include what became Jimmy's specialty, surveillance gear. His specific role was to test, deliver, and install this equipment all around the world at CIA stations. He traveled everywhere for his job. Greece, Germany, Jordan, Thailand, well, too many countries to list. But in the summer of 1989, he switched from being a CIA contractor to a full-fledged CIA employee. Now, he didn't join the ranks of an operator, or in other words, the guys out there working the streets. Instead, Jimmy became a techie, a gadget guy, sort of like the Q character in the James Bond series. And as Jimmy was getting his feet wet as the new CIA employee that summer of 1989, the world was changing around him, and fast. The Soviet Union was falling apart. The revolutions of 1989 saw Soviet satellite states like Poland and Hungary break away. There was a leadership crisis inside Moscow, with leader Mikhail Gorbachev being challenged and eventually replaced. And that had all kinds of ripple effects, to include in African countries like Angola. Now, if you look at a map, Angola is on the west coast of the southern part of Africa, with neighbors like Zambia, Namibia, and a country that we now call the Congo, or the Democratic Republic of the Congo. But back to Angola, that country declared its independence from its colonial master of Portugal back in 1975, and immediately it got caught up in a civil war. And that meant that it became a proxy battleground between the Soviet Union and the United States. Well, the Soviets picked a radical socialist group called the MPLA. The United States, on the other hand, backed another more nationalist group called UNITA. And by backed, I mean that the United States and the CIA covertly supplied weapons and ammunition and war material of all kinds. And that is why Jimmy Spessard was heading to Africa the day after Thanksgiving in 1989. His first stop was to be in Zaire, or the Congo, where he would join other CIA team members and pick up the covert supplies. And with that crew and gear in hand, they would all fly covertly into the Angolan war zone. And perhaps that's why Jimmy felt a bit off about this trip. We're not really sure, but he was very uneasy about it, unlike the dozens of other trips that he had taken for the CIA. As his wife Deborah later said, they were packing his belongings that morning, and for the first time in all of his CIA years, he took off his wedding ring, and he placed it in a wooden box on the dresser. And Deborah looked at him and asked gently and with some anxiety, "Is that really necessary?" And he nodded back, "Yes." She knew not to ask any more questions. The next day, Jimmy, Deborah, and the boys then drove to Hagerstown to the airport. And Jimmy did something else that he usually didn't do. Instead of saying his goodbyes and just hopping on the airplane, well, he went to the tarmac, was getting close to the plane, but he turned around and he came back to the fence where Deborah and the kids were waving. And he gave his wife another goodbye kiss and said, "I love you guys." And then he walked back towards the plane. He got inside and took off for the Congo. And with that, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll transport ourselves to the Congo, where Jimmy and a crew of CIA officers and Angolan rebels joined him.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, I mean, just maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries, and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Welcome back to the PDB and this special holiday edition of celebrating the life of CIA officer Jimmy Spessard. So as we all know now, Jimmy was a man from Maryland, he was a Navy veteran, and a father of two. He was also a CIA officer, but not like a traditional spy, say like James Bond or Jason Bourne. Instead, he was one who handled the gadgets and the electronics. But don't be fooled.
His friends said that Jimmy lived like a good time Charlie, especially in his younger years. He knew how to have fun. So a day after Thanksgiving in 1989, Jimmy took off from Maryland and landed in the tiny Congolese village of Kamina. Now, that little town was home to an airbase formerly run by the Belgian military. But the CIA had taken over and used it for their operations in the region, especially into Angola. Now, it was a decent little facility, barracks, showers, proper living quarters, even a little movie theater, but not much else. No phone line, for instance, just a radio link to the capital city of Kinshasa. So it was there in Kamina that about 3 days after Thanksgiving, Jimmy met up with his fellow CIA officers. There was a fellow named Bud Petty from Florida. And fun fact about Bud, he joined the U.S. Navy at age 15, and he did so by altering his family Bible, which included a falsified date of birth. And the Navy just accepted it and said, well, good enough, and let him in. Then there was George Lacey from Lawton, Oklahoma. He was a mechanic for the airplane that they would be riding on into Angola. He was a pretty equally colorful character. George's family was mostly military and CIA officers, too. There were also two Germans on the plane, plus a British fellow. Michael Atkinson was his name. He was a big dude, 6'4", built like a tree. And he was there for one reason and one reason only. That's adventure. In fact, that's what he told his wife, who was pregnant with their third child. Finally, there were 11 rebel fighters belonging to that UNITA group that the U.S. government was backing. They were going to be on the plane, too. And they were there to accompany the crates of ammunition and fuel, all for the war. So late that night, in fact, the dead of night, the men took off. They were flying in a Lockheed Hercules cargo plane. And they were to be airborne for about 6 hours or so before they were to land at a bush camp and offload the men and the weapons and the fuel. Well, the flight was going pretty well for a time. But then they started to make their descent onto an isolated airstrip in Angola. And it was tricky. No lights could be turned on at that runway until the very last second because there was a fear of attracting gunfire or missiles from the Soviet rebels. At the time, Bud Petty was in control of the flight. But something went wrong. Possibly a mechanical failure or perhaps a faulty instrument. But regardless, without runway lights, Bud apparently had no sense of horizon. And as it turns out, he was too low and he was short of the runway. And he realized it. And then he pulled up frantically and he banked right. But his wing clipped a tree. And then the plane cartwheeled into the ground. The fuel and the ammunition exploded, and it killed everyone instantly, except for one of the rebels. He had been asleep towards the tail of the plane, and as it broke apart into three sections, he was thrown clear of the wreckage and survived. In fact, hardly without a scratch. So as this was happening, back at the U.S. Embassy in Kinshasa, again in the Congo, CIA officers were tracking that plane, and when they lost contact, emergency procedures kicked in. The next evening, Jimmy's wife, Deborah, aged 26, was sitting at home with her two sons when a man in a black suit knocked on the door. Jimmy's flight was missing, he said. That's all he knew. The next day, that gentleman called. Jimmy's plane had been found, and he had not survived. The next few weeks were really hard for all the families, as we would imagine, but it was especially difficult when they were trying to, how do I say this delicately, determine the identity of the remains. Because due to the nature of the accident, well, none of the families were allowed to see what was left. They tried, but the CIA held firm, saying only that the remains were, quote, not viewable. Jimmy was later buried in a ceremony attended by many of his CIA colleagues. Deborah, quite poignantly, placed Jimmy's wedding band inside his coffin. It was the same band that he had removed from his finger and placed on his dresser but a few weeks before, knowing somehow that this trip would be his last. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break. And if I might say this, let me apologize for the commercials to come. I know that their tone might not match with the spirit of today's brief. But nevertheless, when we come back, I'll offer up a reflection that I had while thinking about Jimmy, especially that day after Thanksgiving when he was packing his suitcase with his wife. Because I think there is a remarkable story there, and it's worth remembering. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mike Baker here. Did you know that a recent survey found that 7 in 10 parents get an average of 3 hours of sleep a night in their baby's first year? I don't know, that sounds like a lot more sleep than we got during our baby's first year. Mothers, you deserve quality sleep, and here's how you can make that happen. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And now here's an exclusive Mother's Day. Don't forget Mother's Day is coming up. It's a Mother's Day offer just for our listeners. Use code PDB for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology. It's adapting to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. We use these sheets of the Baker compound, and I'm telling you, they are terrific. And Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a 10-year warranty. Built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance sleep quality and overall wellness. This Mother's Day, treat your mom to the luxury, come on, she deserves, with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code PDB for 35% off. After placing your order, select podcast in the survey and then select PDB in the drop-down menu that follows. When looking at today's financial environment, it's clear that we're experiencing concerning economic shifts that can impact your retirement savings. We've got stubborn inflation, soaring interest rates, and astronomical debt that, by the way, is still growing. Now, these things could drain your savings of their value. The good news is that there's a time-tested way to protect your financial future, and that's gold and silver. American Hartford Gold can ship physical precious metals right to your door, or you could store your precious metals in a tax and penalty-free gold IRA. American Hartford Gold can help shield your wealth from this economic turbulence. If you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver, with amazing customer service, top-tier products, and a buyback commitment. American Hartford Gold has earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A-plus from the Better Business Bureau. Use the promo code PDB, and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. So call 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Again, that's 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899.
Welcome back, my friends, to this special holiday edition of the PDB. We're celebrating the life and sacrifice of Jimmy Spessard today, who was a CIA officer from July of 1989 to November of that same year, although he was a CIA contractor for many years prior. When I read the story of Jimmy Spessard, I couldn't help but be moved at the scene where he and his wife were packing his belongings. When he took off his wedding ring, something that he had never done before, he knew somehow that this would be his final journey. And when he got to the airport in Hagerstown, and he said that second goodbye, something that he hadn't done before, well, he knew somehow that those goodbyes to his young wife and children would be his last. And yet, he still packed his bags. He still got on that plane, even though his gut told him that this was it, that this would be his last trip. Can you even imagine being in that position? I mean, just try it for a moment. Imagine having a young spouse, 2 young kids, your life ahead of you, and then you get a call to go to the Congo. And in your gut, you know somehow that it will be the end of your life. But you pack up and you fly out anyway. Why is that? Because I'll tell you, having worked at the CIA, having worked with a lot of folks in the military, I'll tell you what I think it is. It's not just a job that Jimmy had. It was a calling. It was a duty. It was a willingness to make that ultimate sacrifice. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you are so inclined, say a prayer for Jimmy today and his wife, Deborah, and the 2 kids, now adults, Jared and Jason, let us offer a prayer of gratitude, of remembrance, and of thanks. And let us remember that America is so uniquely great in no small part because America is built on the sacrifice of men and women like Jimmy Spessard. Let their memories be a blessing, my friends, to all of us. And let their memories be yet another reason to be thankful on this Thanksgiving Day, November 24th of 2022. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.